Welcome, everybody. Shir number 928. We're learning today Lerefuah Shleima Gittel Bas Nechama Miriam Shetak Av Rafuah Shleima Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabarim Zisal Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe. Getting back to our Malacha of Makah Bepatish. So we are in the middle of talking about various different type of noisemakers. We spoke about the various different type of toys and so on, how to work with them. I want to just bring down one thing. He brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home from Rav Simcha Binyam Cohen. Interesting that he brings it from the Mishnah's Halachas, that we spoke about the rattle. We said, to give the child the rattle. We said it was okay, a little baby and so on. But he says even further, he says, from the Mishnah's Halachas, he says, one is permitted to shake a rattle, let's say the adult, to shake the rattle in order to calm a crying child. Let's say there's the baby and he's crying. The baby's crying and you can't get him to stop. He's crying. It's very, right? If it's a little bit cranky, whatever, it could be different. But the baby's crying and you just get him to stop. And you know that by shaking the rattle, that's going to do the trick, let's say. For example, so he says like this, one is permitted to shake a rattle in order to calm a crying child. But it has to be in such a case, not just stomp to shake the rattle. That we're not supposed to do. Preferably, he says, though, he does bring that the person should try and shake it in an unusual manner to try and do it kalacha yad. Okay, so it's important to keep in mind, so many times a child's crying, a little baby's crying, just can't get him to stop. Shaking the rattle, you know, might do the trick. So there is definitely yesh hamilismach. Brought down the Sefer Shabbos Home, Hashem, the Mishnah's Halachas. Now, another interesting question, reference to alarm clocks. Interesting. Many people use alarm clocks. Obviously, it goes without saying, we don't even have to say that on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to set the alarm clock, right? So the question is, let's say I set it from before Shabbos, and it's going to now make noise on Shabbos, right? And what's going to happen, the various different type of alarm clocks, is going to go off, and let's say 3 minutes ago, it goes on, it wakes the person up to go to shul, to go to daven, to learn, or whatever. It's set before Shabbos for a certain time, and then 3 minutes later, it automatically stops. Obviously, we understand the two things. You can't set the alarm clock on Shabbos. That, of course, can be done. And turning off the alarm clock, that of course also can be done. Let's say it's like alarm clock, this is stop the noise. All these type of things not supposed to be done. In a case scenario whereby it shuts off 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever the case is, could one do that, set it before Shabbos like this, they'll be able to get up in the morning for shul or get up for learning or so on. Now, there is another issue which we did not discuss at all, which has various different halachas attached to it, which we have to see down the road. That's called Hashmoes Kol. Hashmoes Kol is, for example, I pass by somebody's house and I hear a certain machine going. Let's say I hear the washing machine going, right? For example, let's say somebody they set their washing machine Erev Shabbos, and then it's going to wash on Shabbos. The clothing are already in there. I'm not putting in the clothing on Shabbos. It's already in. It's going to just go on Shabbos. So is there a problem with that? There are a few problems with that, but one of the problems with that is the noise. It's washing machine is making the noise. I pass by somebody's house, I pass by the room or whatever the case is, and now I hear a washing machine going. I'm not going to think that, well, the guy said it before, they put in the clothing before. I'll think that he's washing his clothing. So it is various different type of noise-making things. Now, there are certain type of noise-making items whereby it is not Hashmoes Kol in general, whereby everybody knows this is a normal way. For example, in an air conditioner, right? My air conditioner is running, so every time somebody walks by my house on a hot day, they'll think I put on the air conditioner on Shabbos. No, because everybody knows in the summertime you use air conditioning, so what's the problem? But everybody does know that on Shabbos we don't wash clothing. Everybody knows on Shabbos we don't have the dryer going, so we're going to have to talk about how that works. But, okay, I don't want to get off the subject, but be it as it may, the Indian is now, alarm clock goes off, and people outside might hear it. Is that a problem? Why this guy set his alarm clock for Shabbos? Okay, so just to see real quickly, the Sefer Shabbos Home. So you have the two issues to deal with. Number one, like we said, the noise itself, a noisemaker. Is that a problem? Even though I said it before Shabbos, is that a problem of having a noisemaker go on Shabbos? Number one. Number two, Hashmoes Kol, if somebody hears it, where do we draw the line? Is that a problem? So brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home, one is permitted to set an alarm clock before Shabbos, of course, so that it will ring on Shabbos, even though the clock will be emitting sound on Shabbos, right? We said the problem of having sound go on Shabbos, but this is okay because they did it before Shabbos. Obviously, he brings down, however, one may not set the clock on Shabbos itself. Now he brings down from the Igris Moshe, does the Sefer Shabbos home, interesting from a Moshe, that he says, somebody said it right before Shabbos and it goes off. So what about the Hashmoah's Kol, the problem that people outside will hear it? He said, Lamaisa, to make it not so loud. He says, Hine im hu koil kazeh. If this sound of the alarm clock, he says, this is what he brings from Ramosha, Igris Moshe, this sound, kazeh shloi nishma, you have to be careful, shloi nishma, ella bechadroi shehu liatzma. In other words, it should only be heard in his room, the person's room that he is. Eim bezeh is, then, says Ramosha, eim bezeh iser. Then there would be no iser. Mothers are going to hear outside. In other words, you make it loud. I pass by the room and I hear it. If somebody, people hear it outside the house and so on, so that's something to keep in mind, that even though we say, okay, the alarm clock is fine, but one should be careful not to make it too loud, that he himself, the person himself, could only hear. And it shouldn't be, you know, whereby people hear it outside, because then Lefi Rav Moshe, you are running into a problem of Hashmoah's Kol. And that's what he brings down. Hare mevor midivrei Moran, that's all of it from Rav Moshe. This is what the Rav Simcha ben Amkon writes. The heter, the whole heter, l'shtamish bezege, that you could use the alarm clock, is fine. Set it before Shabbos. Hudavka im eina kol nishma michutz l'chedra. As long as it's not heard outside. And then he brings on also from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos. Interesting, the Cholu Isser Shel Hashmoah's Kol, the whole Isser of Hashmoah's Kol, when you hear these type of items outside, like in the case of an alarm clock, let's say, Hudavka Ima Kol Gadol V'Nishma B'Chutz Eser Rechayvus. In other words, that people hear it outside because of the Chein Hu Minigaylam. So the bottom line is, he does bring down, one would be allowed to set it before Shabbos, have it go off on Shabbos. They should be careful not to make it loud enough whereby people will be hearing it outside or even outside the room, Lefi Rav Moshe, like we saw. But as far as the sound itself, would be okay. Now, he does go down, by the way, I just want to mention, again, it's in the Sefer Shabbos home on page 537. He does talk about if the lever is stuck, and it's preventing the sound, if you could pull it up, not pull it up. I don't want to get into that right now. It's a little bit complicated. Grumma and making the sound go off, that's, it's a little bit of a complicated issue. And also sometimes there's electric, there's numbers changing, whatever the case is. He talks about that over there. If one would like to look it up, maybe Mitzvah down the road when we talk about a little bit of electricity on Shabbos, maybe we'll get into that, but that's a little bit off the subject right now. Okay, so just for now, be it as it may, using it, they said it before Shabbos, everything is fine and dandy, as they say, it shouldn't be too loud. That's all good to do to set it before Shabbos, have it go off on Shabbos. I do want to mention one more quick thing in conjunction with what we mentioned before in the beginning of the shiur. If a baby's crying and you want to just say, you can't calm down and so on, the rattle will work. L'chaira, other toys also, which will make noise, but it has to be obviously something that's not electric. These various different type of, like I said, this little ducky, sometimes you squeeze it and makes noise, these type of things, where it's just a question of the noise, no question of electric, no question of batteries, these type of things, but it's just a question of a noisemaker, and they could talk, calm down the child. L'chaira would be the same thing in conjunction with what we mentioned from the Mishnah Halachis, that would be fine where need be, when the adult needs it, mamash, to calm down the baby. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.